Commander's message. 100 miles for veterans and children. Now through Veterans Day, you'll likely find me walking. I'm walking with a purpose. I'm walking for our nation's veterans and youth. In August, the American Legion launched its 100 Miles for Hope campaign to support our Veterans and Children Foundation. We are asking American Legion family members to walk, run, or ride bicycles for 100 miles in the 100 days from August 3rd to Veterans Day. American Legion riders are encouraged to participate by riding 100 miles. For a $30 registration fee, participants receive a slick tech shirt, available in men's and women's sizes, a sign to display, and a certificate of accomplishment when they finish. Hosts can participate, too, by creating their own events for members. Some are organizing events around Patriot Day, September 11th, American Legion Day, September 16th, and, of course, Veterans Day. Learn more about this initiative online at legion.org/100miles and register through Emblem Sales at emblem.legion.org. Why 100 days? Walkers can break that number down to a mile a day, roughly 20 to 30 minutes. That happens to be the activity level many health experts recommend. If you haven't started yet, there's still time to join the challenge. It really doesn't matter how you cross the 100-mile threshold. We just want you to join us in strengthening our Veterans and Children Foundation so that we can provide American Legion service officers the training they need and continue to support military families with temporary financial assistance, TFA, grants. Much of what service officers do is behind closed doors for privacy reasons. We want to shine more light, though, on their efforts. In small towns and big cities, our accredited service officers help veterans navigate the confusing, sometimes frustrating, process of receiving the benefits they earned in service to our nation. Quite often, this assistance goes beyond paperwork, as service officers steer veterans in the grip of depression out of some of their darkest moments. Courtney Van Santen is commander of Arthur T. Peterson American Legion Post 136 in Chester, South Dakota, and her department's service officer. In Lake County, which numbers about 12,000 residents, she has met with several veterans at risk of self-harm since February. Drawing on her training and other resources, Van Zanten was able to connect them with the mental health assistance they desperately needed. I had a veteran who was dealing with a lot of stress reach out earlier this year, she says, of a former service member who served in Iraq and Afghanistan. We were able to get him admitted to a short-term mental health clinic. He is doing well now, and I am relieved he got the help he needed, both from a mental health perspective and a TFA grant. There may be no better time than September, which is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, to rally behind our unsung heroes like Van Zanten. And there is no better time than now to get off the couch, put on a 100 Miles for Hope shirt, and show your support for America's veterans and youth. National Commander James W. Bill Oxford. Memoranda. Fall meetings. At press time, the American Legion's National Executive Committee was scheduled to meet in Indianapolis October 12th through 15th. Keep up with news on the meetings, or see if plans change, on the Legion's national website, legion.org. Annual Report. Download the American Legion's 2020 Annual Report to read about the many ways the entire American Legion family worked on behalf of veterans, service members, and families in their communities over the past year, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. Legion.org/annual report. POW/MIA Recognition Day. The third Friday of September 18th this year, is POW/MIA Recognition Day. This day is set aside to honor the sacrifices made by American prisoners of war and those who are still missing in action, as well as their families. The American Legion is committed to achieving a full accounting of all POW/MIAs from the Gulf War, Vietnam War, Cold War, Korean War, and World War II. Legion.org/honor.